Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the machlokas in the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that we know that if you have a sfeik sfeika, you can rely on the sfeik sfeika unless you could be mevarer, unless you can clarify these sfeikas. And the machlokas between the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is, do you have to be able to be mevarer even one sfeik? You have to be able to mevarer both sfeikas. The Shach holds it's enough to be able to be mevarer one sfeik, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that if you can't be mevarer both sfeikas, then it's not considered ikar levurah, and you could just rely on the sfeik sfeika. So we would like to explain the machlokas between the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Is being able to be mevarer one sfeik considered ikar levurah, that it is a clarifiable, verifiable suffix? Is it considered a suffix that's efshar levarer, that you can clarify? Is if you can clarify one out of the two sfeikas. So apparently it would appear that it's dependent on the reason that we don't follow a sfeik sfeika where it's ikar levurah, where you could be mevarer, where you can clarify, where you can find out the demystify the suffix, where you can unravel the suffix and get clarity. So why is it that we don't follow a sfeik sfeika when you are able to get clarity on the sfeik sfeika? So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the reason would be because maybe it's going to be misbarer that it's usser, and therefore all you have to do is worry that there's going to be an isser vaday. If it's misbarer that it's an isser vaday, then you're in big trouble. So therefore, if you can be mevarer both sfeikas, so bevakasha, you have to do so. Because if you're not, then maybe it's going to be misbarer that you're over an isser vaday. But if you can only be mevarer one sfeik, since now there's a sfeik sfeika, and even after the bearer, it won't be vaday aser, you don't have to worry about it. You only have to worry about it if you could be mevarer that it's going to be a vaday iser. If you can't be mevarer that it's a vaday iser, you don't have to be mevarer at all. That's one possibility that would explain Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if you can't be mevarer both, you don't have to be mevarer either, because you just have to mevarer that it's not an iser vaday. However, we can explain, give another reason why we don't follow a sfeik sfeika where it is able to be misbarer, where you can be mevarer the sfeik, where you can clarify the sfeik. And that would be that a suffix that you can be mevarer doesn't have a shame suffix. If you could be mevarer, what's a suffix? A suffix is a solid doubt. A solid doubt, that's a suffix. If you could be mevarer the suffix, that's not a real suffix. That's like a diluted suffix. You know what we'll call that? We'll call that a chisaron yediya. You're just lacking knowledge. That's not a real suffix. If you could be mevarit, you could just call it a chisaron yediya or less. But that's not a real suffix. The Torah only says to follow a sfeik sfeika where you have solid sfeikas, but not where it's a mere chisaron yediya. We find similar to this in the Mishnah Lamelech in the fourth parak of Bechoros. Halacha Aleph, Divar Maschlet, and Nichozer writes Sveik Adedina, where you could be Mevarer, you don't go Lekula, because it's not considered a Suffik if it could be Mizbarer. Sveik Adedina, you can go Lekula. Sveik Adarabanan, not Sveik Adedina, Sveik Adarabanan. Sveik Adarabanan, you can go Lekula, right? But not if you could be Mevarer. Why? Because if you're Mevarer, it's not a Sveik Adarabanan. It's just a Chisar and Yedi, it's not called Sveik Adarabanan. And he brings from the Rashba there to prove this. So writes the Chavis Das, that even according to the Rambam, it's speaker deraisa min haTorah lekula, we can be mevayer, it's asur min haTorah, because that's not called a real suffix. So according to this, we can understand the shach, that even if only one suffix can be clarified, you can even unravel one of the doubts, you don't follow the sfeik sfeika. Why? Because it's not called a sfeik sfeika. A sfeik sfeika is a solid double doubt. Both doubts are solid. If one of them can be misbarer, if one of the doubts can be unraveled, can be clarified, then that is not called a doubt. So you're not left with a sfeik sfeika, you're left with a suffix. So you can be meikel when you have a sfeik sfeika, but not when you have a suffix. And if one of the doubts is ikel avrure, you can be mevara this doubt, so that's not called a real suffix. So the shach says, even if you could be mevara one of the doubts, that's not called a sfeik sfeika anymore. Because it's only one suffix. The doubt you can be mevara is just a chisar and yidi, it's not a real doubt. So that would explain possibly the machlokes between the shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. However, it would appear that even if the reason is that where you can be mevarer, it's not considered a suffix, we explain the shach. If you can be mevarer, it's not called a suffix. So if you can mevarer one of the sfeikas, it's not a sfeik sfeik anymore, it's just a suffix. So with that, we explain the shach. But we can also explain Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds ka'amul that you have to be able to be mevar, if you can only be mevar one suffix, it's not enough. In order to be considered as ikel avrure, it has to be that you're able to mevar both sveikas. If you can't be mevar both sveikas, you can just rely on the sveik sveika. Why? Because we can say that it's not pshat, that a suffix that you could clarify, that you can unravel, is not a suffix at all. It has a shame suffix. It's just not a suffix gamur. And dine Torah that were said about sveikas, rov, chazaka, sveik sveika, these were only said if there was a suffix gamur, and not if it's a suffix that could be mizbarer. And therefore, only if you could be mizbarer both sveikas, it doesn't have a Torah's suffix gamur at all. And since it's not a suffix, so you don't have the heter of sveik sveika. But let's say you have an instance where only one suffix can be clarified, and the second suffix will still remain. You can't clarify it. So there, you have a suffix gamur. You have a suffix gamur. Why? Mitzad the one suffix that you can't be mevarer. So now it has a shame suffix gamur. So now that it has a chalos Torah suffix, dine sfeikas were said about it. And now you can be mitzarif the suffix she'eno gamur and turn it into a sfeik sfeika. As long as you have a Torah suffix gamur, Zemaspiklanu. And that is just one suffix is enough for that. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that you can rely on a sfeik sfeika. If you're only going to be able to rely to mevar one of the sfeikas, you can rely on the sfeik sfeika, and it's called the sfeik sfeika. Because one of the suffixes is a real suffix. And that suffix you can't be mevar. If you can be mevar both, that is not a suffix gummer anymore. So you have to be mevar. If you can only be mevar one, so it's called the suffix gomer because of the suffix you can't be mevar. And in Mele you can be mitzarev the suffix she'eno gomer, the suffix that you can be mevar to the suffix that you can't be mevar, and create a sveik sveika. So it emerges according to this that sai, if the reason of ikel avrure is because of the chshash, that it's going to be misbarer as a vada yisr, and sai, as they say in Lakewood, both, if the reason is because it's not considered a suffix gamur, if it could be misbarer, either way you spin it, you need to be mevarer both sveikas. Because if you're not mevarer both sveikas, you're not going to have an isr gamur. And if you're not mevarer both sveikas, then it's still going to be called a sfeik sfeika. If you can't be mevara both sfeikas, one suffix makes it a suffix gamur, and the other suffix is mitzarif to make it a sfeik sfeika. So according to this, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And in the previous shiur, we made a shidduch between Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That Tosfos says that, you know why he has to come to Beis Din? To be mevarer that she was mezane beratzen. So included in the Eidus is Tachtov. Tachtov is an automatic, because you do Drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira includes the date of the episode of the claims nus, and we know when the Erusin was. So just the fact that they're being made already is going to tell us Tachtov. And Tosis adds that it has to be Baratzen. Why? That the Edom are made that it's Baratzen. Why do Edom have to be made that it's Baratzen? Very simply because they have to be Mavar both Sveikas. Because if you can't be Mavar both Sveikas, then don't even bother. And that's Shitas Rebbe Akiva Eiger. The only time you can't be Samech on the Sveikas, you can Mavar both Sveikas. So Rutosa says he's going to come to Beis Din. They bring Rashi, right? This is Tosis quoting Rashi. Tosis quotes Rashi that they're going to bring Edim, that he's going to come to Beis Din. He's going to come to Beis Din, and then they're going to bring Edim. The Edim are going to hear about it and come and be made that she was Mizana Baratzon. In other words, the purpose of him coming to Beis Din is to be Mavar both Sveikas. Right, we saw the Ritva and the Tosis Rid, who say all the Edom have to do is Mimavar Tachtov. And we said Rashi, even though he didn't say Tachtov, but the Edus includes Tachtov, so he didn't have to say it. Because according to Rashi, it's enough not to be called a Sveik Sveik if you can Mimavar one Sveik, like the Shach. And Tosis is going to hold like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they have to be able to mevara both sveikas. And again, it doesn't matter what reason you use for why a sveik sveika that you could be mevara is not a sveik sveika. Either way, whether it is because it's not called a sveik sveika because it might be mispara ki isser vadai, and that's why you need to be mevara both sveikas, or because it's not considered a sveik. Gamor, if you can be Mavar both Sveikas. So either way you look at it, you have to be Mavar both Sveikas. And that's why Tosfos says that the Edom are going to come and they're going to be made that she was Mizana Baratzon. And it's also Memel including Tachtav, like we explained in the previous year. So that's beautiful. That's Tosfos. We have to explain L'das Rabbi Akiva Eiger Shitas Rashi Ritva Ritva, because according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, unless you can be Mavar both Sveikas, it's called a Sveik Sveik. But according to Rashi, and also according to the way the Rit and the Ritva bring him, you only need to be Mavar one of the Sveikas. So how's Rabbi Akiva Eiger going to deal with that? So we can explain Rashi, the Rit, and the Ritva as follows. Says Morena the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Later on page 51b, Avod the Shmuel said that if an Eishes Yisrael was raped, she's a Surah Labaila, Cheshinan, Shema Tchilasa Ba'ones, V'Sofo, at the end, there was Ratzin. Frekta Pnei Yoshua, from the word Cheshinan, is doch mashma she'eno ela sofek im sofa baratzon o she'af sofa ba'onis. From the fact that we're choshesh that it was sofa baratzon, we don't know. And if we don't know, frek de p'nei Yoshua, why don't we say na'mi den al cheskes heter? Why don't we just establish her on her cheskes heter? we don't know, we don't know. So she's a cheskes heter. You're only choshish in the end, it's baratzim, but you don't know for sure. So just be mamader al cheskes heter. So we can say as follows. It says in Bava Kamma on page 99b that if you have a sheichet who is an expert sheichet and he was makalkel, he messed up the shechita, he's pater. He's pater, he doesn't have to pay for the animal. And we see there in the sugya that if it's not known if he was an expert, he's chayiv. Because we say to him, bring a raya that you're a mumche, and you'll be pater. So we see that any mazik who was mazik bevadai, and there was a suffik, if there was an onus, the mazik has to bring a raya that he was onus. So he used to bring a raya that he was an uman, and something happened. Normally he's good at it. And if he doesn't bring a raya, he's chayiv misafik. But we have to understand why. The mazik is muchzok. And we paskin, hamotzi mechavero, all of a raya. The mazik is muchzok, and we paskin amotz mechavrel v'raya. So why can't the mazik, why can't the sheichet say to the nizik, adarabba, you bring the raya. I'm holding on to the money. You bring the raya. So it would appear that the reason is that be'emes, even ones is considered that there's a maisa mazik that's mechayiv. An ones is considered mazik. The only thing is, oines rachmana patre. And if so, if we see in front of us a maisa that's mechayev bevadai, and the suffik is not be'etzem ha-mechayev, the suffik if there's a p'tur min atzad, if there's a side absolution, a side p'tur, in such an instance we say that the chiyuv is vadai and the p'tur is suffik. So vadai the sheichet is chayev. He's vadai chayev. He did a maisa mazik. He did a maisa mazik. So if he did a maisa mazik, he's vadai chayev. He wants to pater himself because he says that he's a mumche and there was an ones. B'vakasha, bring a raya. But it's your job to bring a raya, because you're vadai chayev. And it's not, if the suffik was in the etzem ha-mechayev, then hamotz mechavrel v'raya. But here, the etzem ha-mechayev we know is in force. We know that he's chayev. So memela, he wants to pater himself, to bring a raya, that you're pater. Ain't suffik motzi midei vadai. He's vadai chayev, and there's suffik if he is a p'tur. Ain't suffik motzi midei vadai. And therefore the person wants to pater himself has to bring a raya even though he's muchzuk. So hopefully in a future shir we will discuss this at greater length. And according to this it would appear that a woman who was niv'eles tachas baila sofek rots and sofek oines, she's definitely asura, because there's a definite bia here. There's a maisa ha'oiser bevadai. The heter of ones is a heter men atzad. And the suffix of heter men atzad is not moitzi midei vadai iser shel maisa zos shen lefaneinu. And since ain't suffix moitzi midei vadai, lo nisoira suffix klal. So she's a sura bevadai. This woman who was raped is a sura bevadai. Elamai, we have a suffix that maybe she was honest the whole way through, and that's going to pat to her. But that's only a maybe. And therefore, she's aser, because there was a maisa that aser bevadai. You're going to tell me she has a cheskes heter. When do you use a chazaka? In sveikis! But this isn't a suffik. Here there's a maisa oiser bevadai. Elamai, maybe there's a p'tur min atzad, that she's honest the whole way through. Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know for sure. But the maisa oiser bevadai we know for sure. So what are you going to taina? You're going to taina be mamader on her chazaka. No, that's only if it's a suffik. Here it's not a suffik. for en for the kasha the Pnei Yoshua. Avoid the Shmuel's right. Avoid the Shmuel's right. Eishes Yisrael shenansa, asura labayla machma safik, shema soifa baratzen. And we're not mati or mati because of our cheskus heter, because you only go and come on to chazakas when you're besafik, and here you're not besafik because the maisa iser was bevadai. So we're able to use that gemara in Bava Kamma to explain this gemara in Ksubas. I could probably live 100,000 years and not make that connection, but Baruch Hashem, that's why we're learning Taras Rabbeinu. So according to this, Farenfer Divrei Rashi, the Rit and the Ritva, that they write that the Edom are going to come, that she was Mizanet, and the Rit and the Ritva say Tachtov, and Rashi includes Tachtov, as we explained in the first year. What about Baratzen? The answer is as long as it's Misbarer, that she was Mizanet Tachtov, we're not mistapik to say maybe it was Baonis, because Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. And this is considered ikalivurei, even if we're not mevarer anything other than the fact that she was mizana tachtav. Because all the sveikas have now been mizbatel. The moment you say that she was mizana, the moment you say she was mizana tachtav, you assume that it was baratzen, because it was a maisa oser. So it's like you were mevar both sveikas. Once you're mevar this nus part, that it was tachtav, so you're also mevar that it was baratzen. You assume now that it was baratzen. Like we said, because once you have a maisa oser, Maisa's nus is be'etzem oser, so the suffix isn't in that samamachayiv, the suffix is in a side issue. Maybe she was onus, maybe yes, maybe no, but in the meantime we assume that she was not, that there was a maisa here that answered her, and therefore it's enough that the edim come and are mevar tachtov, and that's going to include ratzen. Unless she can prove otherwise. And according to this, we could be Miyashi Vikr Divrei Rashi. Rashi explained that Takanas Yom HaRavi is because of all the women. All women. And Tosfos say, what do you mean all women? Why we read all women that he should be able to come to Beis in Thursday morning? All women are a sveik sveika, and she's going to be muteris. Since this is sveik sveika, what's the point of coming to the Beis then? This is fake sveika, she's muteris. So then Tosfos brings down Rashi and says, okay, you could be mevar that she was mizana baratzen. That's how they bring down Rashi. And then Tosfos asks on that. Like I'll point it back to Tosfos' kasha, since this is fake sveika, so she's muteris. So why come to the Beis Din? Even if he comes to the Beis Din and says, no, she's not a besula, Seder, this is fake sveika, we're going to be matir. That's Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. Before he says that the Edom are going to come, and then there's going to be a call that comes out, that if he comes to the Beis Din, a call is going to come out, and then maybe Edom will come and be mevar everything. She was mizana baratzen. But to answer Tosfos' kasha of it's a fake sveika, why should even bother coming to the Beis Din? So it would appear that Be'emes were chayiv min adin to be mevarer, and not only because of the din of ikalavurei, but because of this suffek because the suffix of ones is not a suffix. The ain suffix motzi midei vaday. And therefore it's really only one suffix. And therefore he has to come to Beis Din because of that one suffix. Which suffix? Tachtav or eino tachtav? Once you get tachtav, you assume that it was baratzen. So this sounds great. The only problem is that the sugya and daf tes Amud Aleph on 9a is against it. The Gemara says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is a sfeik sfeik, a suffik tachtav, suffik eno tachtav, suffik onus, suffik ratzon. We don't say that the suffik onus isn't a suffik because ain't suffik motzi midei vada. We know there was a maaser that asered, and the onus is only a side p'tur, so we don't assume there was an onus. It's only one suffik. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that there's really a sfeik sfeika here. Suffik onus is a real suffik. So it appears follows that there, and daftes, we're coming mitzad shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura. And in a very recent shiur, we explain that shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura is even less than Adam. He's not neman al guf ha-maisa. What happened? The only way you're neman al guf ha-maisa is al pishnaim Adam yokum dover. What is he neman about? Klape atzmo. Sheh dover oser. He's neman klape himself, the totsah, that she's going to be asura. But he's not neman on the guf ha-maisa. She was mizaneh. Therefore it appears that since even legabe atzmo, he's only neman on the yisur, but the mice is not misparal on wal piv. Therefore it's not considered that we have in front of us a mice that asur vaday and a suffek heter min atzad, because there's no mice yisur at all. There's only a suffek yisur. And therefore we can be mitzarif the onus to the sfek sfeka, because the suffek onus is considered a suffek in such an instance, because the mice is not misbar al pif. So you can't say that there's a mice that vaday asers and there's a suffek heter min atzad, because we don't have a mice that asers at all. Because we don't believe him. It's only shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura. He's not neman on the guf ha-maisa. Since he's not neman on the guf ha-maisa, there's no maisa that's vaday done here. There's no maisa iser at all, as far as we're concerned. So therefore, you can say that the suffik onus is considered a suffik. We have a suffik. We have a suffik tachtav eino tachtav. We have a suffik if anything happened. But if it happened tachtav or eino tachtav, onus or ratzon. And you can't say there was a vade maisa be here and you assume that it was baratzon, and the question is, was there a p'tur min atzad? Because there was no vade maisa oser here. Because we don't believe him on the maisa at all. So that's all shayich to the sugi over there, that the nidon is klape his ne'amonus on himself in front of the Beis Din. That's all when it comes to his own ne'amonus on himself. But not klape the Beis Din. Because as far as the Beis Din is concerned, he's believed about himself, shavi nafshe chaticha di yisura. But as far as Beis Din is concerned, there was no maisa iser here. So therefore, Beis Din has a sfeik sfeik, a sfeik tachtav, sfeik eno tachtav, sfeik onus, sfeik ratzon, if bechlal it happened. But we don't know that it happened, so you don't assume that it was baratzon. You don't assume that it was a maisa oser. So there we have a sfeik sfeika. Mashein kain. Mashein kain. B'takanas yom harevi she'dayninan legabe hu atzmoi, when it comes to the Yom Ravi, here we're discussing whether or not he has to come to Beis Din. Does he have to come to Beis Din when he finds a Pesach Pasuach to be Mevarer the Metzius? Now he knows that he found a Pesach Pasuach on Daf Tes. On Daf Tes, when we say this is fake, fake, that's because as far as the Beis Din is concerned, this is fake, fake. We're judging Mitzad Nekudat or Ochela Beis Din. From their perspective, this is fake, fake. And therefore, he can answer her, because of Shavi Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura, but he's still going to have to pay the Ksuba, because as far as we're concerned, this is fake, fake. So the Gemara there is talking about as far as we're concerned. As far as the Beis Din, there's no Maisa Oser. So as far as the Beis Din goes, there's Taka Sveik Sveika. So that's on Daf Tes, where the Nidon is on his Ne'amanus on himself, Lifnei HaBeis Din. So he's only Ne'aman on himself, because of Shavi Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisur, but as far as the Beis Din is concerned, there's a Sveik Sveika. When it comes to Takanas Yom Haravi, here we're focusing on him. Why are we getting married on Wednesday? Because he has to come to the Beis Din on Thursday. Now, he knows that he found the Pesach Pasuach. So as far as he's concerned, there's no Safek Onis. In front of him, in his eyes, there's a Maisa Oser Bevadai. As far as he's concerned, there is, by the way, in the Gemara there, you see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, that it's Muchach, that we're talking about his Ne'amanus Klapei the Beis Din. In the Gemara's Kasha, we're not going to go into it, maybe elsewhere. Al Kopanim here, we're not talking about his Ne'amanus Klapei the Beis Din, we're talking about his own personal obligation. He has an obligation . We get married on Wednesday because he has an obligation to come to the Beis Din Thursday, and he knows that she's, as far as he's concerned, he knows for a fact, not as far as the Beis Din is concerned, as far as he's concerned, he knows for a fact that she's a Ba'ula. And if she's a Ba'ula, what does that mean? That means that you assume that it was Baratza, there was a Maisa Oser Bevadai. And the only shaila is, was it tachtav or not tachtav? But there was definitely a maisabia. Ve'ein safek motzi midei vadai. And therefore, all women based in required him to come. Because as far as he's concerned, there's no sveik sveika. As far as he's concerned, there's only one suffix. Was it tachtav or not tachtav? But onus is a side thing. Once you have a maisa oser, right, you know there was a bia, and the shaila is it a maisa oser because it was tachtav or not tachtav? So that's a suffix in the etzem amachayiv. But that's not a side issue. But when it comes to Ones, like we saw from Ksubis and Bava Kamma, we put the two Gemaras together, you assume that it was Baratzon. Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadi, you know there was a Maisa Oser. And an Onus is a side Ptur. So you have to be Mavara, was there an Onus or not an Onus? But until you're Mavara, that you assume was Baratzon. So as far as he's concerned, there's only one Safik here. Tachtav Reino Tachtav. Now when he comes in front of the Beis Din, Beis Din's not going to answer. Because Beis Din's going to say, well, you have a Sveik Sveika here. So as far as we're concerned, she's not Aser. You want to Aser to yourself, Shabbanav Shechichat Yisur, but as far as we're concerned, it's not Aser. But he's still Chayiv to come to the Beis Din. Why is he Chayiv to come to the Beis Din? Because as far as he's concerned, there's only one Safik. It's not a Sveik Sveika. And since there's only one Safik, he has to come before the Beis Din. It's Pashat. If he doesn't want to be with her anymore, he wants to Shabbanav Shechichat Yisur, it's Pashat, he can do that. The only shaila is, does he have to come before the Beis Din? The answer is yes. Because as far as he's concerned, there's only one suffix here. Tachtav areino tachtav. And Beis Din is going to say, no, no, no. As far as we're concerned, there are two sveikas here. Because we don't believe you on the Etzem HaMaisa. And therefore, we have a suffix, was it Onus or Ratzon also? Because we don't know that there was a Maisa Oser. Once there's a Maisa Oser, we assume that it wasn't Bonus. But we didn't even know that there was a Maisa Oser, so therefore we're going to make a Sveik Sveika. We also have a Sufik on the Onus. So that would explain Shita Sirashi and the Rid and the Ritva, that all the husband has to do is be Mevarer the one suffix, the tachtav or eno tachtav. But otherwise you assume that it was Baratzon. And Daftes is a different story because Daftes is Klapei the Beis Din. Klapei the Beis Din, for them it's a sveik sveika. But for him it's only one suffix. And therefore he has to come to Beis Din to be mevara that one suffix. And then we're left with the question of why Tosfos says that we have to be Mevara Ratzon. Why do we have to be Mevara Ratzon? We assume it's Baratzon. So we can explain this based on the famous Ma'arik in Shorosh Kuf Samach Zayin, in some editions Kuf Samach Hei. That the heter of Shogeges when she's unfaithful to her husband, if she's Shogeges, it's because Lo Mal Lo Bo Mal. It wasn't Me'ila and her husband. So there's a famous Ma'arik. And everyone learns from this Ma'arik that it's not the Maises Nus that Asers. It's the Mal Lo Bo Mal. It's this woman's intention to be unfaithful to her husband. And therefore, if she's Nefelis Baones, that's not even considered a Maisa Oser. Because it's not the Etzem Znus that Asers. It's the Ratzon Limol Bomoal. So it's not a Heter Min Atzad. Of onus, it's a suffix be'etzim. It's a suffix be'ikar ha'oser. I said ikar ha'machayiv before. Better say ikar ha'oser. Because the suffix is was she mal or mal or not. And therefore, it's a good suffix. It's a strong suffix. So the Edom have to be made, it was Baratzon. They don't say it's Baratzon, we assume that it wasn't Baratzon. And this works out well because The Ma'arikas proves his shita from Tosis later on. So this would then be Tosis l'shitasim. The Eidim were made to choose Mizana Baratzim, because according to the Ma'arik, the only way it's considered a Maisa Oser is if there's Ratzim. There has to be a Malabo Ma. And just being made that she was Mizana Tachtov is still going to leave us with a suffix, maybe it was bonus. And Tosis holds that you need to be able to mivar both Sveikas. That's why Tosis asked on Rashi. They didn't have to make Takanas Yom Ha'Avri for all the women. Because all the women, it's a Sveik Sveika. Aval B'Shar Noshim, Tosis says, I get it, if there's only one Sufik, Eishes Kohen, Pusim B'Shalosh. Aval B'Shar Noshim, with his Sveik Sveika, why should she get married on Wednesday? And then they say, Tosis says, Vaiter, but conscious spirit, should we talk like his bara dabri of 08 which is in the baratzen? So Tosis says, it's a fake, fake idea. There's nothing to talk about here. The suffix onus is also a suffix. Because that's a suffix in the etzem ha oser. So he quotes Rashi as saying that the Eidim are going to come, that it was baratzen. The Eidim are going to be mavar both tachtav and ratzen. And that's again like Rabbi Kivega, that you have to be able to be mavar both svekis. But then we run into trouble then. Because if that's true, then how do you understand Avuah de Shmuel? Avuah de Shmuel says that if you have a suffix that Sofa Baratzen, we aser her. We aser her, maybe at the end when she was Neneses, maybe in the end it was Baratzen. Frakta Pnei Yoshua, yeah, but she's a Cheskes Heter. And how do we answer? We answer by saying, no, but the Mais Oser is Vadai. And then, therefore, if it's Vaday, you don't follow Chazakas Bedin Vaday when you have a Vaday. But here, the Maisa Oser, according to what we're saying now, isn't a Vaday anymore, because we don't know. We don't assume Ratzon according to Tosis. You don't assume Ratzon, because the Iker Maisa Oser is the Mala Boma. So if that's true, then if you don't know if there was any Maisa Oser here, why don't we follow the Chazak and be Matir? So there's a lot more to talk about, but in the meantime, we've given you a lot of food for thought. B'siyata d'shmaya, dvarim ha'yin flayim b'yoser. And I am sure, b'li neder, I don't ever like to say nedarim, but bezrat Hashem, b'li neder, that we will come back to this sugya, because it's, very yesodistic a sugya in Shas, very, very geshmak. Okay, shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening. Sviyas namaste.